and Why Post Editorial Board to PA Republicans, Dump Barnett. By Spencer Lindquist on May 14, 2022. The New York Post editorial board published an article calling on Republican voters in Pennsylvania to reject Senate candidate Kathy Barnett. Titled Pennsylvania GOP Voters Should Kick Kathy Barnett to the Curb, the New York Post editorial board criticized the candidate's electability in the general election, beginning by remarking, "Keystone State Republican voters should think twice before pulling the lever for Kathy Barnett." The article asserted that the very factors that propelled her rise in the primary would kneecap her in the general. The NY Post editorial board writes that GOP contenders Dr. Mehmet Oz and ex-Bridgewater CEO Dave McCormick have done significant damage to one another, putting one another through the opposition research ringer, giving Barnett a chance in the process. The NY Post explains that Barnett is a late breaker, has yet to face the same scrutiny, but will if she's the nominee. The NY Post continues, noting that Barnett has begun to receive scrutiny for refusing to concede a House race and for implying that Barack Obama was a Muslim in a tweet. The New York Post continued, pointing out that the race is winnable for the Republican Party, which can provide a desperately needed check on the disastrous Biden White House should they control the Senate. The New York Post concluded, if Pennsylvania Republicans want to get the country back on the right track, they shouldn't bet on a wild card. The NY Post editorial board's call to Pennsylvania voters ahead of the May 17 primary comes as Trump made his own call on GOP voters in Pennsylvania, asking them to reject the Senate candidate, remarking she has many things in her past that have not been properly vetted. Trump also commented on her viability in the general. "Kathy's going to be a lot of trouble. I think she's going to be a lot of trouble," Trump said. "She may have a great future, but she's totally an unknown. We can't have that." He added, "We have to take a majority in the Senate."